слушате Крос Радио.
Добре дојавте во ово неделното издание на Скопскиот Крос. Истиот ќе се занимава со филм и филмска музика. Имено во рамките на овогодинешниот Скопски филмски фестивал, кој се одржува од 16 до 25 март, гостува познатиот филмски композитор Нейтан Ларсон и неговата уште попозната жена, пеачката на составот The Cardigans, Нина Персон. Но пред да ги чуеме Нина и Нейтан, одиме со филмска музика и тоа од македонски автор. Трипнотик е псевдоним зад кој се крие Емил Хаджипанзов, идејниот творец на печатениот, а подоцна и онлайн магазинот Филтер, кој за жал неодамна згасна. Но под етикетата Филтер се појави EP-то Fresh Paint на Трипнотик, кој содржи две песни, направени за потребите на филмот Cherry на американскиот режисер Джейсон Вен. Слушаме насловната номера Fresh Paint. Ова е Трипнотик.
Everybody, this is Nina Persson from Sweden.
From The Cardigans. And this is Nathan Larson from New York.
From Shadow to Think and Hot One.
And you are listening to...
Крос Радио.
Се враќаме во 275-то издание на Крос Радио, во кое темата е филмот и филмската музика. Причина за гостувањето на филмскиот композитор Нейтан Ларсон и Нина Персон во Скопје и секако прикажувањето на шведскиот филм Божја желба, или на англиски God Willing, на кој што и двајцата работеа. Нейтан на музиката за филмот, а Нина Персон во овој филм го имаше своето актерско деби на големото платно. Во продолжение слушаме Нина, која зборува за првото своје актерско искуство.
It's a black and white film. First of all, it takes place in 1975 in Sweden. During a time when Sweden was still not very familiar, we're used to having immigrants coming in. So it's a film about immigrants simply and of how they were at this time living a very like secluded life and getting the bad jobs and being very, you know, and how Swedes really hadn't seen foreigners very much, for instance. So it's a love story that takes place in this environment more or less. Yeah, it's the first time acting in that sense. Mm-hmm. Definitely, it was so it was all new to me, really. He was very brave to hire me. Yeah, an amazing experience. It was I learned a lot, but I also realized how I also got a lot of respect for the profession, I gotta say, because it's more difficult than I thought. I think I was, when I got asked, I was quite cocky and I said yeah, that's no problem. But when we were like a few weeks into the filming, I realized that it was really demanding and I
Амир Чамдин и Ерик Егер се режисерските имиња на филмот God Willing. Во продолжение слушаме како Нейтан работел на музиката за овој филм.
Actually, he left it very wide open for me. I mean, we started usually the way that I work, you start with taking a luckily there was some music already in the movie, this Finnish tango music. Yes, there is tango music that comes from Finland, which is featured very prominently in the film. Nina plays a Finnish tango singer. So that music was already there. So as a lot of film scores will tell you, one thing you can do is you take a theme from what's already there and you develop it and turn it into, play it on different instruments and modernize it and do all these different things. So I had a lot of tools to work with to begin with, so that was great.
Но не секогаш имате слободата да правите што сакате. Нейтан Ларсон има креирана музика за независните филмови Storytelling и Palindromes на Todd Solondz, но и за големите холивудски блокбастери Tigerland и Phone Booth на Джоел Шумахер. Која е разликата од правењето музика за холивудски филм и за некоја независна продукција?
Money. Levels of stress levels are the same in some respects, but I think that when you've got millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars riding on one, you know, project, there's so much more pressure than when you have, say, $50,000 riding on, you know. So, because with the millions of dollars comes millions of different people who want to tell you what to do. So it's a very different procedure, and it's a very different, you're making a product that comes out of this Hollywood system, as opposed to making a piece of art that comes out of, I'm a little bit biased because I love New York City, that's where I'm from, and Los Angeles is sort of a different world. It's interesting in its own way, but it's not my world really.
Нейтан Ларсон е поранешен гитарист на арт-пак бендот Shudder to Think, а моментално е активен со неговиот нов бенд Hot One, кој минатата година го издаде својот деби албум. Што создаваат Hot One?
And it's sort of glam rocky. The music is nothing new really. It's sort of based on sort of T-Rex or the Stooges and kind of just rock, but it's very political. The lyrics are all about mostly coming from my perspective as an American, and an American in particular who detests the American government and thinks that they're a force of evil in the world right now. I want to be able to say that, music is one great way to do it.
Со муабетот се префрламе на Нина. Што се случува со The Cardigans?
We're having a well-needed break from the band, from the Cardigans again. We toured up until September, and now we're all just sort of enjoying not doing a whole lot. So I don't exactly know when we're going to start working again for a new record. I'm doing a little bits, like small projects here and there. Like I'm involved in a Dolly Parton tribute band, for instance, and I'm starting to make some new songs for my solo project at camp, and I've been doing some collaborations with people. So I'm sort of, at the moment, I'm kind of enjoying doing things that are not as like big and united projects like the Cardigans is, because when you do a Cardigans record, you know you're going to work for 2 years straight. So I'm just sort of I'm doing a little bit of backing vocals for friends and
Manic Street Preachers.
Yeah, I did a song with Manic Street Preachers just now, and so it's things like that.
И додека The Cardigans се одмораат, шведската сцена е во постојан подем. Има ли некоја посебна причина за тоа?
Yeah, there's drugs in the water. It's a question. It is a phenomenon. I agree with that, and it's still hard to find the answer to it. I think one thing that probably is a reason is that Swedes, we have the luxury of being offered musical education from a very early age in school. And then I think it's just a good climate for people to be artists, actually, in Sweden. It's quite easy. If you're unemployed, you can choose to be unemployed, more or less. You can have a pretty good living without working, actually, because the government gives you quite a good chance to spend some time. I mean, not your whole life, for sure, but you can have a few years when you concentrate on your art. And if that works out, then you're good for you, you know? But that nothing magical, like some art potion in the water or something like that.
Го проследивте интервјуто со Нина Персон и Нейтан Ларсон, која го водеа Ѓорѓи Јаневски и Костадин Шурбановски во студиото на Канал 103. За край слушаме една тема на Нейтан и Нина от филмот Palindromes на Тод Солонс. Се слушаме наредната недела. Чао!
Слушате Крос Радио.